it wouldn't make enough communion if it's a Goyish animal or a Jewish animal. But not taking it off, but the question of helping him put it back on again, that you potter. If it's a guy there, you potter from helping him put it back on again. Only Mishum Eva, there's a chiyuv. But not Mishum Eva, by Yain Esach, then you're not supposed to do it. For the Gemara, V'ho b'chadalto, v'yoza taza b'prikuhu d'chsivei. How could you tell me now that Tzukim are talking about now? By Tina putting it back on again, we dash in the Pasuk of Chadalta. Sometimes you don't have to. Or else you do have to. That's talking about by Prika. Talking about by taking off, not putting on. Or Malay said back to him, I'll tell you, Hamani Rabbi Yosef Glilihi. This goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Yoma that he learned, Sa Balachayim Lav Diraisa. Henechnami. This Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glili that says clearly, Sa Balachayim is Lav Diraisa. But that's only a Yochid. Halacha that we pass here, Sa Balachayim is Diraisa. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Says Alocha, Oyhev Lifroik V'Soinoi Litoin is Mitzvah B'Soinoi. Let's say you have two people in front of you. You have a person you like, and you have to help him be Porik, you have to help him take off the load off his animal. Then you have a person you do not like, a Soinoi, your enemy, and he has his Chamor there, and he has all the packages on the floor, and he wants to be torn, you have to help him put it back on again. The Torah says, even by your Soinoi, you have to help him. Now this Soinoi, we're not talking about a Rosha. If he's a Rosha, you wouldn't have to help him. Just means you don't like him. Still the Torah says, you have to help him. So which one should you do? So it says, Alocha is, Mitzvah B'Soinoi. You have to help the one you do not like, and help him be turned, help him put the bundles back on the animal. Now, what's the reason? Because Alocha Bas Yisroi. Interessant to Musa here. It's Kedai to help out your Soinoi, and leave over your friend, because Alocha Bas Yisroi, to work upon the Yetzara, hold him back. Like, why don't you want to do it? Because of Sinas Chinim. Fight yourself. Don't have Sinas Chinim and go and help him out. For the more there's a question, though. But the Sakot Aitach, Sa'ab Balachayim is the Raisa, Hayodifleh. If Sa'ab Balachayim is the Raisa, so you have two animals here. One is full of loaded with bundles, and you have to take it off. And one has the bundles on the floor, you have to help him put it back on again. So Zichas Tvorit should help the one to take off the bundles. Because taking off the bundles, that's Sa'ab Balachayim the Raisa. How can you tell me you're supposed to take care of the Soinoi and help him put the bundles back on it? So Mara says, no. Interessant. Even though there's a Svar of Sa'ab Balachayim, help out the animal that's loaded with bundles. So take off the bundles, but that's your friend. The other animal belongs to your enemy. There the question is to load it up. The Torah gives you a mitzvah. You have to help even your Soinoi, even your enemy. And even though it's connected to your enemy and your friend, that says the Svar of the Raisa, help out the enemy. Hold back the Yetzara, teach yourself not to hate him. So therefore, that's even stronger than the mitzvah of Sa'ab Balachayim. Toshima, Soinoi Yisroel, not that we say your enemy, Soinoi Yisroel, that means he's a Jew, not a guy. But v'loi Soinoi Yisroel, not if he's a guy. Now, and therefore, by a guy, you don't have the chiyuv to help him out. But the Yamar, if you can tell me Sa'ab Balachayim Diraisa, but if you tell me not to take off bundles off an animal with a chiyuv Diraisa, to take away the pain, if so, Mali Soinoi Yisroel, Mali Soinoi Yisroel, in both cases it should be mechuyev. So Mara says, no, me sarvat as Soinoi the Krokoi, do you want to say as Soinoi going on the Pasuk? No, as Soinoi the Mastisnikoi, it's going on the Soinoi the Mishnah. Rashi Hach Mastisnikoi Yael, the Soinoi Litoinu, that's what we say, Soinoi, the Braita says, by your enemy, to help him put it back on again, there's a chilik between a Jew and a Goy. A Goy, you have no chiyuv to help him put it back on again. When the Pasuk says Soinoi, they're talking about taking off the bundles, there would be even a guy. Because the Maisa still is a mitzvah of Sa'ab Balachayim is the Raisa. Toshma, come and bring another proof. It says, Roivitz. The Pasuk says, if you see your friend's animal, Roivitz, that's Mamish, dropped to the floor already. It's Roivitz. We dash in V'loi Rovson. And not Rovson. Rashi says, Mikruloi. She Roivitz tachas masoi pa mazois. This time. V'loi Rovson, Rashi says, a rog of the kach. And not an animal that's always falling down. Vaita we dash in Roivitz. And not if it's standing up and holding its weight, only if it fell down. Rashi says, why not? Furuk Pasha means here, if the weight is taken off, the bundles are taken off, now it's a question of putting it back on again, you don't have to. So Rashi is asking the most question, why not? There's a pasuk of Hakim Tokim, he has to help and put it back on again. But so far with Ashni, Roivitz means, V'loi Mefurik, and now if the bundles are off already, Tachas Masoi, V'loi Mefurik, now if the bundles are off. Again, Tachas Masoi, V'loi Mefurik, now if the bundles are off. Then we also dash in Tachas Masoi, means Masoi Shiyochol Amagoyin, only if the weight on top of the animal is enough that the animal could carry, not if it was too much weight. That's the way we dash in. But the Yarmish, you can tell me now, that Tzar Bala Chaim is the right thumb, that any time animal has pain, there's a mitzvah for you to help him out. If so, Mali Roivitz or Mali Rafson, what's the difference if this animal is a lazy animal that always falls down? But Lamaisa, now the animal fell down because it has a lot of bundles on top of him. So even though it happens often, so what? Still, there should be a mitzvah to help him out, to take off the bundles, there should be a mitzvah. Oh, Mali Oymed, what's the difference if the animal is standing or not? Lamaisa, there are a lot of bundles on top of him, there still should be a mitzvah to help him take it off. So Mar says, true. I'll tell you again, Hamani Rabbi Yosef Lilihi. This Brisa, these drushes only go according to Rabbi Yosef Lili. The Yoma that he says, Tzar Bala Chaim de Rabbonin. He holds it to Rabbonin, and a Chanami. But if a Bima de Yeraisa, like we hold, he wouldn't make these drushes. And Hochi Nami Mestav is the Svar also. Tiktoni, it says, Tachas Masoi. Masoi Shiyochel Lamed Boi. That's one of the drushes. Only a mitzvah if the weight is not that heavy that he can hold it. But if it's so much weight he can't hold up, there's no mitzvah. Now, Man Shamad Lehu, did we hear this? The Yisle High Svar that holds from this Svar, it's only Rabbi Yosef Lili. Shmamin, it's Rabbi Yosef Lili that dashes this way. Because he holds, Tzar Bala Chaim is only with the Rabbanin. But the way we hold that Tzar Bala Chaim is the Raisa, we wouldn't make these drushes. So tomorrow, for the Gemara, O me motzes mukus lok Rabbi Yosef Lili, could you say taka this Raisa goes according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, is it true? For Ketoni Seifu, we learned in the Seifu, Tachas Masoi, Filoi Mefurik, that only if the weight is still on top of the animal, and not if the bundles are off the animal. Now, my law doesn't mean Mefurik, doesn't mean that's off the animal. Now, more this question, my lemafur, what do you mean to say, and not if the bundles are spread out? Elaine, if you want to tell me, lemafur klal, that when the bundles are spread out, you have no chiyuv at all to help him put the bundles back up again, why not? Hoksir, the pasuk says, hokim tokim imoi. There's a mitzvah of tina, that you see a guy that the bundles are on the floor, and he's loading it now on top of his animal, you have to be there and help him. So, what do you tell me now, lemafur? There's a mitzvah, hokim tokim. El pshit is nefeshua loy mefurik. It means like this: that loy mefurik pechinam ela b'schar. Then the case where the bundles are on the floor, and now it's a question of tina, of helping and pick it up. You only have a chiyuv to do it if he'll pay you. You don't have a chiyuv to do it for nothing. Now man shamad leh. Who do we hear? The Yisrael has to hold this svara. Rabbanan is the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Rabbanan are the one that said before that we make a drasha that tina, putting the loads back on the animal, you have a right to charge for it. So this Bryce, you see, is not like Rabbi Yosef Lili. So Mar says, no, Lielam really Rabbi Yosef Lili. Really, this Bryce holds like Rabbi Yosef Lili, that Tzar Bala Chaim is only Midi Rabbanan, it's not Midi Raisa. That's why we make these drushes of Roivitz, for Le Rofson, Roivitz Le Oimid. Because we don't hold for Tzar Bala Chaim. Or the Tina, how come we say here now by Tina, you only have to do it for Schar, you don't have to do it for free? I tell you, in this Svar, this Bryce holds, Savaluk Rabbanan. And this one Svar about the mitzvah of Tina, of helping somebody load his animal, here the Braisa goes according to Rabbanan Shita holds, it's only Bishar and not Bechinim. You don't have to do it for free. Tana Rabbanan went like this. Pasuk says, Kisira, if you see animals, a chamor, fell down, so you have to help him put it up again. Yochlai would have thought the staff, Filo Meirochet, even if you see it's far away, Talmud Leimano, it says, Kisifka, when you meet him, you have to be close to him. Ikisifka, if it says only when you meet up with him, Yochlai Pekiya Mamish, maybe only if your mamish bump into your friend, your mamish see the animal right here. If you just see it a few amas away, maybe you have mechiyah to help him out. Talmud Lo Yimunah, the pasuk says kisira. If you see it, so what's the pshat? How close do you have to be to say you still have mechiyah to help him take it off and put it on again? So I'll tell you, v'yezu riya sheyesh bo pegiya. What's called you see it, and it's also called the pegiya. You're close enough to be pegiya. I'll tell you, Shir Chachamim, the Chachamim made the Shir, which is Echad Misheva O Machta of a Mil. One seventh and a half of a mil. That's the Shir, that's how rocking it is. The Rashi says, no, she doesn't say. Vizehu Ris, this is the Shir of a Ris. It's 1/7 and a half of a mil. Yeah. Right, the Torah learned like this. Even after you help him load the animal, when you help him put the bundles on top of the animal, you can't just stand go away. Because you have to be afraid maybe the animal will plot again. Therefore, you still have to walk with him a parsa down the road. But for this, you have a right to take money. Rashi says, after you loaded the animal, still you have to walk down the road with him, another parsa. Because maybe the animal will again plot. If we have to still be with him, Now, Kol Ponim, here for this, you could take a reward. Here. So the Mishnah says, Avedosoi v'Avedas Oviv. Let's say in the street, you see two Avedas, one belonging to your father, one belonging to your Rebbe. Now, one your own. Avedosoi, you lost, you found your own Aveda, or else your father's Aveda. The Lachra is Avedosoi Kodemus. You have right to take care of yourself first and take back your own. What about Avedosoi v'Avedas Rabbi? You find in the street your father's Aveda or your Rebbe's Aveda. And you can't take care of both of them together. So who do you take care of? Well, no, forget. No, you're right. Avedosa, right, your own Aveda. Or else your Aveda's Rabbi. And in the case where you can't take care of both at the same time, again, Shalai Kaidim, you come first. Aveda's other, the Aveda's Rabbi. Here's the funny. If you have the Aveda of your father and yours, your father's Aveda or your Rebbe's Aveda, you see in the street, and you can't take care of both of them, Shal Rabbi Kademus. You have to take care of your father, your Rebbe's first. Why? Your father brought you into this world. But the Rabbi Shalom de Chochma, your Rebbe that taught you Chochma, he brings you the Chayla Mabo, that's a bigger Madrega, so your Rebbe comes before your father. But the Imoviv Chochem, let's say your father was a Chochem, he was equal to the Tam Chochem, the same way your Rebbe is, then Shalom of Chademis, then your father comes first. What about Oviv Rabbi Noisin Masoi? If both your father and your Rebbe is carrying something, and you want to know which one you have to help, so Maniach El Rabbi, first help your Rebbe take off his bundle, then you'll help your father take off his bundles. Again, your Rebbe comes first. Both your father and your Rebbe was captured, so Poydes Rabbi, you have to first redeem your Rebbe. Then you redeem your father. Again, if your father is just as big as Talmud Chacham as your Rebbe is, then poydes aviv. Then first you redeem your father. V'yachakach poydes rabbi. Then you go and redeem your rebbe. So Morris says, then if your father is the same madrega, your father has the extra milah. He's your father, therefore he's odif. So Morris says, we know hanemili. How do we know this? That you come first before your father, before your rebbe. Omer Rebbe Yehuda Amar Rav. Omer Akron the Pasuk says, Efes ki lo yiyah b'cho evyoin. That Hashem wants that there should not be poor people. So Rashi says it means he's zoher min anias. Watch yourself not to become poor. Therefore, shalucho koydim shaluch aladim. You have the chiyuv to take care of yourself that you should not become poor. So therefore, it's a question of you losing something, or your father, or your rebbe. You have to take care of yourself first that you should not become poor. V'yom Rav Yudom Arav kol hamakayim biyatzmoi kach soif bolo dekach. Even though that's the mitzvah, but my advice, you really shouldn't act this way though. You should take care of your fathers first. Rashi says, even though the Torah does not say you have to return your fathers first, you're allowed to take care of your own, but a person should be act not always to say I come first, unless you have a big loss, but if you'll always only care about yourself, and perik me all of old gemilas chasadim tzedakah, you're not going to worry about taking care of somebody else or taking care of tzedakah. You should know v'soif shitzarch lebrius. I'll come out oynus mitzik neged midom. You'll have to end up taking from other people. So even though you'll not act this way, but do luf nemer shitzadin to do gemilas chasadim, care about other people. Fight the hoyav of rabbi noisim asoi. If your father and rabbi are both carrying bundles, you have to take care of your rabbi first. Tana rabbanim. Rabbi Shamru, that we say your Rebbe comes first before your father, Rabbi Shalom de Chochma. It means your Rebbe that taught you Chochma. So Chochma, Rashi says, means like Gemara. Your Rebbe that taught you the Svaris of the Tami of the Mishnayisin, that's Gemara. But V'loi Rabbi Shalom de Mikra, not only your Rebbe that taught you Chumash or Mishnah, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Here the Rebbe means the Rebbe that taught you Gemara. Rebbe Yudu Oimer, it means only Kol Sharoiv Chochma Simenu. Not stand any Rebbe, but a Rebbe that you learn most of your Chochma. Whatever you know, like Rashi says, in Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, whatever you know, the Rebbe that taught you the most of it, that has Loch of a Rebbe. He goes before your father. But otherwise, your father goes first. Rebbe Yossi Yoimer, Afilu Loi Heyer Ein of Eleva Mishnachas. No, a Rebbe that only taught you one Mishnah. Zehel Rabbi, that's also called your Rabbi. And he goes before your father. Omar Rabbi says, Kagoin, Rav Schaira, like Rav Schaira. The Asar, when he explained to me this Mishnah in Kalim, that says, Zuama Listera. He explained me that Mishnah. Rashi says, to say the Tyrus Ishnuya, he didn't know what it meant. It's a klihu. It's a big label. It's something to take away the bad part of the kadera. That's what Zuma listed on. that to clean, it means a big ladle that you take away the dirt from the pot. Shmuel kora man yole. Shmuel ripped his clothing when he was nifta. Shmuel kora man yole ole. Yeah. That's just kora shei masacha kadin talman al rav. Right. I mean, Shmuel kora man yole yehum rabbanin. Shmuel ripped his clothing. When this Talmud Chacham died, the one that was the Asavra, that taught him halacha, taught him one Mishnah. But Shmuel also held, if somebody teaches you even one Mishnah, he's called like your Rebbe. And therefore, when he was mace, Shmuel was made a Korea. That's halacha. When your Rebbe is mace, it's supposed to be Korea. Now, he taught him this Mishnah of Echad Yerud Le'amas Hashechi, V'Echad Paiseach, Kivei. This is a Mishnah in Tomid. Question exactly where the doors were, where the Rashi says Nostim Shachris, the Tesach Dalsas Hechel about the Beit Hamikdash. Exactly which door they went into. Misha Zocha Bedisha Mizbech Apnimi, or Shnei Maftechas, Biyod, he had two keys in his hand. Echad Yerud Yamas Hashechi, one went down to one room, Biyechad Pasech Kivin. Echad Maftechas Alolu Pasech Pishpash Asofen. Kissa, there were two different rooms there. One was a small one, a north one, so he didn't know Pshan this Mishnah. So one time the Chacham explained him, Pshan this Mishnah, what these two rooms are, therefore Shmuel acted as if he's his Rebbe. Amar Ula, Ula said, Talmidei Chachamim Shem Bavel, the Talmidei Chachamim Bavel, Oimdim Zeh Befnei Zeh. Even though they're only like chavrusas, they learn one with another, still they were not covered like a Rebbe. One stood up for the other one. The Kerem Zeh Zeh. When one was mace, the other one ripped his clothing because of him. Well, then you know, they did though, the Makim Aviv, Einem Chayzer. Ela, but still, Negei to an Aveda, where you find an Aveda that belongs to your father, belongs to such a Rebbe, and then your Rebbe, your father comes first. The only time you go after your Rebbe then, Elo la Rabbi Muvuk. Only where your Rabbi is Muvuk means you learn most of your Chachma from him. But otherwise, this type of a Rebbe, your father goes first. Keboi minei Rav Chizdim Rav Huna. Rav Chizdim Yestek Shalaf and Rav Huna. Talmud v'tzoruch la Rabbi. Let's say the Rebbe has a very good Talmud. That the Rebbe himself asks questions from his Talmud. He has a very bright, sharp Talmud. So the Rebbe sometimes asks him questions. My, what's the halacha? Rashi Kloima, Koydim Li Aviv Linyan Aveda. Is such a Rebbe go before his father or not? Rashi said, Zorach LaRabbi, Sheshama Shmur Sheesh Biyodoi Epi Acherim. The Rebbe sometimes needs this Talmud. So such a Talmud asks his Rebbe, and he found his father's Aveda, which one goes back first? So that's what Rav Chizda asked from Rav Huna. Omalei, Rav Huna answered back, Chizda, Chizda, Shno Letzrichn L'cho, I don't need you. He thought to say that here Rav Chizda the Talmud asking his Rebbe Rav Huna, like, since you need me so much, what halacha do I have against you? So Rav Huna answered back and said, no, I don't need you. Omalei Chizda Chizla Tzrich Nuch, I don't need you. At Tzrichas Li, you need me. That's what Rav Huna answered back. So the kids Sa'ada Boim Shonin Ikbar Adori, for the next 40 years they were makbar, they felt bad one against the other for this. But Rav Chizda thought to say Rav Huna needs me. Rav Huna says, no, you don't need, I don't need you, you need me. They didn't go to visit one another. Well, yes, no pshat. There wasn't stamp sinas chinamir. There's something here. Right, the Yosef Rav Chizda boy in Tanisa. Then Rav Chizda felt bad. He sat 40 tainuses. He fasted 40 days. Mishum the cholish that Rav Huna because he made Rav Huna feel bad. And Yosef Rav Huna our boy in Tanisa. Rav Huna also fasted 40 days. Mishum the chosh to Rav Chizda because he was chosh to Rav Chizda. He thought to say Rav Chizda meant upon him that Rav Huna needs Rav Chizda, and really the time Rav Chizda meant. Rav Chizda meant to ask the Shaila, not because he's that way. Yes. Misunderstanding. Itma learned like this. Itma, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. We pass him like Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda says what? Rav Yehuda says, who's called the rabbi here? Only called Sheroiv Chachamasi Yemenu. That's what we pass him. Rav Acha bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheis Halacha k'Rav Yosef. We pass him like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, I feel he only taught you one Mishnah. You also go after him. He's also called your rabbi. For the Gemara, Oniyam Rabbi Yechon, Halacha is true that Rabbi Yechon said like this. Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. Vom Rabbi Yechon, Halacha is Stam Mishnah. He passed like a Stam Mishnah. Otznan runs in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shalom de Chochma. The rabbi that taught you Chochma doesn't say he taught you all your Chochma. Mashma, as long as he taught you Chochma, he goes first. So Gemara says no. My Chochma. What does the Mishnah mean to say? The rabbi that taught you Chochma, Hetaka means Reiv Chochmasai. The one that taught you Reiv Chochmasai. Turn around, word like this. All right, turn over. Here, the Rashi says, turn around, word like we learn. Ha'oiskim ba mikra mida. Someone that learns chumash, it's very good, something good. But b'ayin mida, it's not the greatest. per Mishnah, someone learns Mishnah already, Midah, it's a good Midah, for not Laschar, for this you'll even receive more reward. But Gemara, someone learns Gemara, Ein Lecha Midah G'dar L'Mizu, that's the best thing. Gemara, that's the reasoning for the Mishnah and the Stiras, that's called real learning. Rashi says, Shulosa Leib, you put your heart, Lahavit, to understand, Stimas, Taimiya, Mishnah, the reason of the Mishnah, Mahim, and what two asides to one the other, try and give answers, that's called Gemara. That's the best thing. Only Olam always have a Rots L'Mishnah, Yosem in our Gemara. You should always run to learn Mishnaisin more than Gemara. So the Gemara, Gufa Kasha, what are you saying? There's a theory here. Amati just said the Gemara and the Chamid, G'dar L'Mizu. That's the best thing. For Hodom,